Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The trial of Karen Reed continuing on. Lots of very vigorous testimony out there this week. Jen McKay being one of the star witnesses thus far. Really not taking any crap from anybody. And in my opinion, coming across pretty authentic. Some may disagree, but I'm curious to get your thoughts. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us another week into this trial. What's been your thoughts and what you've seen?
You know, people don't like the fact that a lot of these witnesses are angry. And I see a lot of blowback online about the woman's attitude or whatever. Mm-hmm. If any of us had been living with the kind of pressure and harassment that these folks had lived with, I think we would all be angry about it and a bit tired of the whole thing.
I do too. I mean, these people, it's not just like right now that the trial is taking place that they're suddenly, oh, we're in the spotlight. These people have been harassed for years. Yeah. I mean, some of the most vile things that I've been hearing about going after these families the basic of that blogger that riles these people up and just kind of takes them on his little cult journey. Go do this, go do that. That is scary. And to the lengths that they will go. I there was one this week, and I don't mean to be gross or vulgar about it, but I believe Jen McCabe had testified that there was somebody that had a picture of her daughter with semen on it, and it said property of the asshole blogger. What the hell? I mean, what?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, I would be enraged. I would, you know, this is another form of trauma. You know, we don't have a word exactly for this.
But yeah.
This is really horrendous for people to live through this, and they're going to come off tearful, angry. You're going to see the whole gamut of emotions from them. And so I think it's just unfortunate. It seems like the defense is feeding that to mm-hmm. some degree. I felt like that a lot during the testimony.
Yeah.
It was like just poking at them
and
kind of amplifying this upset emotion. And it's disturbing.
Yeah, over and over and over. And I get you have to have a vigorous defense, but my God, just the What the fire they're stoking on this is really disturbing. Let's watch some of that. This is Jen McCabe on the stand discussing that infamous "How Long to Die in Cold" message that we've been hearing so much about.
Ms. McCabe, if you wanted to know, in general, how long it takes for a human being to pass away because of exposure to extreme temperatures, right? If you wanted to know the answer to that, mm-hmm. what would you Google search? What phrase would you use?
I'm not sure. All I recall is what the defendant asked me to Google in the morning.
If you wanted to know, I'm asking a different question.
Mm-hmm.
If you personally wanted to know, how long does it take for a person to die of exposure due to extreme temperatures, what would you put in? What phrase would you use?
Objection.
Sustained.
Well, we don't have to guess at the phrase that you would use if you wanted to know something about dying of hypothermia, do we? Because you actually Googled searched it.
Objection.
Sustained. Ask that differently, please.
Did you, in fact, use a phrase to Google search how long it takes for someone to die of extreme temperatures?
I did in the morning at the request of your client.
Okay. And what phrase did you use?
I'm not sure.
Really?
Correct. I was...
After 2.5 years of this, you don't know the phrase that you used?
Objection, Your Honor.
There's so many lies and misconceptions on social media.
No question.
Oh, I apologize.
Okay.
Are you telling me you don't remember what Google search you put in
Karen was screaming. My hands were shaking. And she was saying, Google hypothermia. How long does it take to die in the cold?
And what phrase did you put in your phone? I'm just asking you to say it.
Why don't you show me it?
You literally don't remember?
Again, she was screaming, Google hypothermia, how long does it take to die in the cold?
How about?
And I picked up my phone and I started Googling.
And you literally, to this day, right now, under oath, you're saying you don't remember that phrase that you used.
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that at her...
Do you remember it or do you not, Ms. McCabe? That's a simple question.
That morning, I don't remember specifically what I Googled, but I do know what you've put out to the social media.
How about this? Hoss long to die in cold. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Because you've put it out in social media.
Well, I haven't put anything out in social media because I don't personally have social media.
I'm sorry, Turtle Boy did.
So if the world happens to know it, that's not on me, is it?
I guess not.
Hoss long to die in cold is what you put in to the Google search, right?
If you say so.
Is there a reason that you don't want to admit to that?
Absolutely not.
It's a simple question, right?
No reason.
So say it. What Google search did you use?
Objection.
Sustained.
What do you make of that exchange there? Her refusing to say the words aloud, very contentious, but it just keeps going. It's like, say the word.
It makes me cringe, and I would not be responding positively to it if I were in a jury. It's like he's made his point, she's made her point. Okay, let's move on. It just feels like it's this. Why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. You know, is where my mind goes. It's like, what is the point here?
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.